On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Cash the Ticket. It's presented by FanDuel. One last game in the 4 o'clock window. And this is an Evan Take the Wheel special, okay? Because I wrestled with this one, but you have conviction. Bills laying 3.5 out west against the Rams.
Now, let me tell you where my conviction comes from. My hunch. This is a FanDuel podcast.
Like the commercials.
And I got Eric Andre over here being like, I just love the Bills. So, and the reason I'm doing this is I see the Bills as being the AFC's Detroit Lions. This is a team that is on a mission. You know the Bills' history. You know their history in Super Bowls, that they haven't been back since they lost 3 in a row. Josh Allen is playing. He is the MVP right now. You can say Saquon's probably a close second.
Mm-hmm.
But Josh Allen does it all for that team. I've seen them multiple times this year go down early. And then in the second half, Josh Allen's like, screw this. I'm just going to do it all. And you've seen him do it all.
Yep.
Last week, he threw for a touchdown.
Against the Chiefs, it was the story.
He caught a touchdown pass.
Yep.
I just look at it. I know the Rams have Cooper Kupp. I know they have Puka Nacua. But they still fail to find the end zone for some reason. I like the Rams giving the 3, or I like the Bills giving the 3.5. I put everything on Josh Allen's shoulders. I think the Bills are going to continue to do it. James Cook, all of a sudden, he's not fumbling anymore. He's running the ball really, really hard. Then they go and bring in these other guys. They bring in former Detroit Lion running back to get some carries. And I like the Bills here. I'm going with a hunch, and that's what I like.
Okay. They're really public.
Brad and Chad, man.
Brad and Chad, man.
Public wins. They have to eventually.
Well, this year especially, they
have. You know
have.
Which public didn't win last night? Was Jaden Reed. 99% of the money was on his over.
Because
he started at 48.5 to 58.5. I think it closed at 60.5.
Zero.
You know what he found ended with?
Zero.
Not even a half.
Zero. Well, he had talked the talk earlier in the year. Wait till I come back to Detroit.
Oh, yeah. He's going to do the dance and all that.
Yeah. Zero.
I like the public here. I mean, do you have confidence in John to get this done?
John Matthew Stafford. Yeah, for people who don't know. I said something earlier. There are three teams in the buzzsaw category, and the Lions have the sharpest blade.
Oh, yeah.
But it's Philly and Buffalo. You've got a matchup here where Buffalo has historically traveled out west and had success. The Rams' run defense is not very good, which is a key component in putting people away and covering. Now,
yep.
This isn't covering 13.5 like the Eagles. This is 3.5. You're always going to be concerned that the Rams, with those weapons, throw a couple late passes, get into field goal range, kick a meaningless kick, or score a meaningless touchdown, and you're in trouble. I am going to play this with you. I feel like solidarity is important. We don't have Mike. We got to stick together. I do need another play, and I do think the Bills are one of these teams that does. Like, pull up the Bills' recent stretch here, because they're winning every single game. But I also want you to note margin of victory in these games. They just beat San Francisco 35-10. They beat the Chiefs, and it wasn't a one-score game. Chiefs play a lot of them. They beat them by 9. They went into Indy and beat the Colts by 10. They did play a close game against the Dolphins. But they blew out Seattle in Seattle 31-10. They beat Tennessee 34-10. Sounds a little Lions-like.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that locally here. So I'll ride it with you. The concern will also be going out west, but I think it's like 6 or 7. The last 6 or 7 times they've gone out there, they've won the game. So
I
could get down with that.
The 4 o'clock game, that's not going to really screw them up.
Too much, yeah.
You know what I mean? So the hunch, let's see if the hunch comes through.
Let's bet a hunch. Let's go with Evan's play. Bills lay the 3.5.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.